Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you with this beautiful scripture from the book of 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. It reads, "For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile." That's what the word says. Hallelujah. Let him refrain his tongue from evil. My dear brothers and sisters, it's very, very important for us to understand that. It says, the word says, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking guile or deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Next verse writes. Now, note the words, let him turn away. That does not mean you should be rude or insensitive, but be solution focused rather than problem focused. It's very important in communication, right? Be solution focused rather than problem focused. Your mouth is a powerful tool that can help or harm. If you can grasp an understanding of the power of the words you speak, it can change the course of your life. You can either speak positive, uplifting, encouraging things into existence in your life, or words that produce negative, discouraging things, right? And so it's very, very important we understand that. None of us want to be a mouthpiece of the devil, right? Or speak on behalf of him. But the truth is, the mouth can be used for blessing or destruction, not only in our own lives, but also in the lives of others. Your mouth is like a pen, all right? And your heart is like a tablet. I repeat it. Your mouth is like a pen and your heart is like a tablet. When you say something over and over again, it gets on the inside of you and becomes you. It's not something you have to try to do anymore. It's who you are. So, be a mouthpiece for God. The scripture says in Isaiah chapter 50 verse 4, "The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary." Right? In Job chapter 6 verse 25, Job writes, "How forceful are right words." In the book of Psalm chapter 37 verse 30, okay, the writer writes, "The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom." And in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 29, Apostle Paul writes to the Ephesian church. He says, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." So today, my dear brothers and sisters, I encourage you to speak life upon your life, your wife, your children, your finances, your future, your church, your community, your organization, and I promise you, you will never be the same. Neither will your circumstances be the same. You will be changed. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted and added into our lives. We are highly grateful that we are in the land of the living, that we can praise your name. Lord God Almighty, I lift up your blood from the altar and I sprinkle your precious blood over our spirit, our soul and our body. And I pray that you will purge us and purify us. Your word also tells us that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. And I pray, give us the grace that our hearts will be filled with the promises of God. Our hearts will be filled with the blessings of God, with the word of hope and love and encouragement in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, and I pray that when we open our mouth, it will be like a tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. Thank you, Lord. Today, Lord, I lift up your flock into your hands. I bless them in the name of Jesus. As they step out, they will use their mouth. You will use the power of their words to change their environment in the name of Jesus. Bless them in their work force. Bless them in their businesses. Bless them in their going out and their coming in. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also lift up the ones who may be sick in our midst. Oh, Father, I speak life into their bodies right now, right here, in Jesus' name, that by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. And we want to say thank you, and we want to give you all the glory, because all glory belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.